The time has come when we Korean people have to unite our strength to build a new, democratic Korea, to contribute positively to the work of building the state, and let all people who truly love their country, their nation, and democracy unite closely and build an independent and sovereign democratic state. Kim Il-sung, excerpt from Victory Speech on October 14, 1945. During the Moscow Conference in December 1945, the victorious Allies agreed that the United States, the Soviet Union, Great Britain, and the Republic of China would hold equal shares and control over the Korean Peninsula for up to 5 years before allowing Korea its independence. Most locals, barring the Soviet-endorsed Communist Party, opposed the trusteeship immediately. Apprehensive of another civilian insurrection, Soviet and American officials brokered talks to merge the administrations, but its progress was hindered by the troubles brewed by the restless locals, as well as tensions that reached a crescendo in the impending Cold War. In March of 1949, North Korean leader Kim Il-sung, who was determined to unite the Koreas under one communist flag, approached Stalin and requested from him a green light to conquer the South. Fearing that the Soviet Union would be roped into an expensive and drawn-out war with its former allies, the United States, the pair having collaborated toward the latter years of World War II to vanquish Nazi Germany, Stalin rejected his proposal. In 1950, a giddy Kim Il-sung finally received the Soviets' approval for invasion. There was only one stipulation. Kim would have to secure military backing from the Chinese communist troops if needed. On top of the reinforcements provided by the Chinese military, Stalin pledged to deliver whatever resources the North Korean forces required. In reference to Kim Il-sung's potential need for additional weapons, Stalin declared, "We'll give them to you. You must strike the Southerners in the teeth." Thus, on June 25, 1950, 75,000 soldiers marshaled by the North Korean leader marched across the 38th parallel with their rifles cocked and aimed, triggering a harrowing civil war now known as the Korean War. In the following weeks, the North Korean army, backed by legions of tanks and Soviet and Chinese comrades, laid waste to South Korea, wreaking havoc in its cities and pillaging insecure villages and provinces. Disoriented by the unannounced ambush, the South Koreans sought help from their American allies, who arrived with reinforcements about a month later. The United States would shell out another $67 billion in aid and manpower to fortify the South Korean troops. After a series of heated but unproductive negotiations that lasted 2 brutal years and 17 miserable days, North Korea and South Korea found themselves locked in a stalemate. Finally, on July 27, 1953, representatives of both parties gathered at the village of Panmunjeong, located on the semi-neutral zone by the border. Here they devised a document entitled the Korean Armistice Agreement and scrawled their names across the bottom of the parchment, calling for a ceasefire effective immediately. In essence, this agreement was no more than a truce, for there were no victors. The agreement merely ensured a suspension of open hostilities, a transfer of POWs, and lastly, the formal establishment of a demilitarized zone, better known as the DMZ. To this day, no peace treaty has ever been signed. Despite the fact that the border between North Korea and South Korea remains tense, and former President Bill Clinton once branded it as the scariest place on Earth, more than 7.5 million tourists have visited the notorious demilitarized zone for one reason or another. There, they gazed upon a treacherous but evidently intriguing strip of land guarded by estranged brothers with a chilling array of weapons directed at one another at all times. The Korean Demilitarized Zone, the history and legacy of the border between North Korea and South Korea, examines one of the most dangerous locations on the planet. Along with pictures depicting important people, places, and events, you will learn about the notorious DMZ like never before.